This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Yeah. It's a good time, isn't it?
It is.
And it's presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino. What, Don?
Bite back.
Yeah, sure you do. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
You see Trey Thompson do it?
Who is Trey Thompson?
Wow.
Good question.
All right, I'll move on. I'll say good evening to Michael.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't think you care.
No, I don't.
Good evening to Don.
So it's there, so what?
Good evening to Don.
So it's there, so what? I'll pour it over my head.
Do it. Show us something.
That stain is gone, Don.
Well, I went and I got some water on it. Took care of it.
Good evening again to Michael.
Bear Boo? Really?
And good evening to Don. Little Bear Boo?
What?
No, no, somewhere you got crossed up there.
Good evening to myself. What's the deal with Anthony Volpe?
And that's everything.
All right, all right, all right, all right. By the way, did you guys watch the video that Ryan Hurley sent us, the MLB commercial with Buck and Vogelback?
Not yet.
Let's listen to it, and I'll describe it for you. Let me describe it first. The situation is, it looks at first like a real game situation, and Vogelback is taking a lead off first, and the camera is cutting back and forth between a zoomed Buck Showalter, a nice close-up of Buck Showalter, and then back to Vogelback. And they're sort of communicating with their hands, and you're hearing their thoughts. Take a listen.
These new bases are wider than the old ones.
Is he focused on the size of the new bases?
Now it will be easier to steal second base.
Is he thinking about stealing second base?
7 years in the league.
And he's never stolen a single base. Don't steal second base.
The pitcher's not looking.
I am not looking.
It's actually very funny. And then the logo, MLB logo, comes up at the end. And it's like new rules, new game, something. Can I be honest, though, about our friend Buck? Like, Don, I can't hold it back, even though I love Buck, right?
Yeah. You have to be honest with yourself and our listeners.
I watched it earlier while you two were babbling on about God knows what. So I had no volume. But the video on Twitter, wherever I saw it, had the words just, you know, running across the screen, closed caption.
Right.
Much better without their acting in it.
I think Buck's a great actor. He was great on Seinfeld. I think you're an idiot.
Come on. Now, he has a difference of opinion.
No. Well,
I will say this.
I think idiocy.
I don't think that was Buck's best work.
Thank you. Thank you, Donald. Thank you.
You can only be as good as the script that you have. It wasn't scintillating.
Well,
it wasn't a scintillating
argue
script.
There.
But when you're watching it, you don't hear it. You just see them look at each other, and you're reading it. I don't know why. It just hit a little different.
I just felt it was
visual. This is a little message to all of our listeners, too. Mm-hmm. There will not be any Buck Showalter negativity this year.
No, listen.
None.
From a baseball standpoint, I'm sorry. I can criticize his acting, his comedy. I can do whatever I want.
Wait, no, Don, don't stop yourself there. You can criticize his baseball, too.
No.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Well, I can. I just don't think there'll be an opportunity to. But let's face it, that was oversold. Because there were Mets in it.
Because there were what in it?
There were Mets in it.
Is that Ron Pinhead's voice?
Yeah.
Michael, did you know Ron Pinhead spoke like that?
Well,
no,
when certain teams come up, the octave goes up.
Mets and the Jets. Everything that rhymes with Ets. Although Ets. He's also a Knick fan.
No, but what's weird, though, is it's Etz until it's Nets, and then it's whoa.
Wait.
Right. Thank if you talk about the Nets, Ron Pinhead.
Like, hold your or what are you doing?
Oh my God, that's so true. Nothing more Ron Pinhead loves than the Jets and the Mets. Nothing more hated than the Nets.
I think Buck's a great actor. He was great on Seinfeld. I think you're an idiot.
See, that last part you lost to everybody because there could be difference of opinion.
That's the problem. You know what,
my
Michael?
World.
I think Buck is so good, he agrees with Peter.
Yeah. I've been hearing it, and he go, yeah, Peter, you know what? I don't know. I wasn't very good, but guess what? I didn't care.
So now you're doing Buck imitation. You know, next time he's on, I want to see you do that.
There were Mets in it.
I mean, that was a mild invitation.
Invitation or imitation?
Yeah, an invitation to an imitation.
Did I do that just now?
You did. It did.
That definitely happened, you're sure?
Yes, I think it'll be repurposed at some point.
We're talking baseball, so
talking baseball.
Someone check on Andrew Gundling. I mean, that was a mild invitation.
Wow.
Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, how about this?
Is going to miss the whole season after not tearing
good.
His ACL. No, it's not.
Can I be a caller, Don, that disagrees with me?
Okay.
Yes. Ready? Reese Hoskins hurt himself in Clearwater, not in the WBC, so there.
There were Mets in it.
That has legs.
That's all you did there, Michael. I don't want it to get lost.
I hear what you're saying, too. I hear what you're saying. How about this, guys? Your opening day slate, which is next Thursday to you and me, is going to feature 8 Cy Young winners.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go ahead. Let's try to guess them. Little Bear Boo.
Okay. Scherzer.
That is correct, sir.
Kershaw.
And it was at that moment that he realized he didn't have all of them listed.
Oh, you know what? What a
all right, no. I got it. Keep going.
Was that correct?
Yeah, you're good so far.
How could you not be? No, I don't think you are correct.
Well, Kershaw's not going to go for the Dodgers?
It might be Urias.
No, he's not listed here.
I flush it.
Garrett Cole's never won the Cy Young.
No.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. One we just mentioned playing in the WBC. Another I didn't really know.
So Ohtani.
I was not referring to Ohtani.
Ohtani didn't win the Cy Young.
No.
He won the MVP.
Sure. All right, so who's going to...
Go ahead, just tell us.
Well, think about it. Recent Robbie
Corbin
Ray.
Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burnson is an actor, not a baseball player.
He said Burns. Robbie
All right,
Ray?
Here we go. You ready? Some names here are tough. Yes, Corbin Burns in.
Robbie
There's
Ray?
One that's staring you right in the face, you big
Blake
idiot.
Snell?
I nope. said Max Scherzer.
Oh, yes. No. Blake Snell. You already said Scherzer. You now have Snell. You said Corbin Burnson.
Burns.
Now there's another very obvious one that you're not.
I gotta think that for the Texas Rangers,
oh yeah,
a certain Jacob DeGrom is gonna
there,
be the.
That's my star. Donnie Pucks.
So
I round it out.
Was Robbie Ray there or no?
No.
What about Shane Bieber?
I was about to say one is related to the pop star Justin Bieber. one you wouldn't say this man is cranky, but you would say he's
a granky.
That's correct. That's correct. Zach Greinke. He's not McGruber. He's
Corey Kluber.
There you go. We're rolling.
All right. How many all more right, do we all have? Right.
This is going to be a tough one.
Hopefully not many.
you tell me what you guys would have come up with for. Okay, hold on. It's not Sandy Duncan. It's Sandy
Alcantara.
There you go. That's it. Alcantara,
Sandy
Bieber.
Duncan to Sandy Alcantara?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alcantara, Bieber. He said it was going to be a leap.
Burns.
That's not a leap. That's beyond a leap.
I'm sorry. Burns, DeGrom.
So it's Greinke, there. So what?
Greinke, Kluber, Scherzer, Snell. God, don't you love baseball? It's back, baby.
There were Mets in it.
That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel about the Nye Mets. Let's hear the play-by-play at the end of the Kansas State-Michigan State vehicle.
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is from Westwood One, Gary Cohen.
Aikens has it. 12 seconds to go. Looking around. Gets it inbounds. Walker. Walker jumps it out to Hauser. Goes right wing to Hall. 8 seconds. Out to Walker. Walker tries to force one up. It's stripped by Noel, who gets the basketball first. Noel drives in, lays it up, and it goes in at the buzzer. And Kansas State has advanced to the Elite Eight.
Terrific call. Zero steppage.
How about Gary? They double team poor Gary.
How about the stud Marquise Noel from Kansas State, from Harlem, put on a show at the Garden? Tournament record 19 assists to send Kansas State to the Elite Eight. Good, nice story for the homegrown kid.
You know, I think we're being robbed of a really cool opportunity here, Peter.
What's that?
I know Michael is very, very busy. But he does have a little bit of downtime during the winter. You should do some basketball on the side, Michael.
I don't have time.
What if I could be your color man?
Yeah,
that would give me more time.
Yeah, because I'll talk a lot. Let you rest.
If the Knicks wanted me to fill in for Ed Cohen, I would do that.
Yeah.
Like two or three games.
There may be a little bit of a conflict with the whole MSGS thing.
He's Michael K. He's
no,
above
I'd be
conflict.
Doing it on radio. On
Ray-ro.
ESPN radio.
Yeah, but you would be paid by MSG. I'm just telling you. I just think it would be.
I don't have to be paid.
It's oh, really?
For me.
Yeah, he's doing it for the craft.
Now, hey, I'm gonna give a little trivia, a little Michael K. trivia for Peter.
Okay.
During the time of the Michael K. show, Michael did play-by-play, not involving baseball. A game. Would you like to guess what game that was?
For $10, what is the name of the – what are the two teams involved?
It can I get a couple hints?
No.
No hints?
$10.
Was it a New York team?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted. Well, it definitely wasn't the Mets.
No.
It wasn't the – I would say it was a Nets game.
Very good.
That would be correct.
And I believe it was against the Charlotte Bobcats.
No, that game would be so at close. Phillips Arena in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Nets-Hawks.
And so I broke out three.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, sure.
See, well, that's a pro right there. And do you know that to this day, the Nets are selling three shirts that Michael's not getting paid for? They've sold tens of them.
Mama, you should throw your hat in the ring.
For what?
He's got enough work, man.
Yeah, but he said he would fill in for Ed. Ed does sometimes fill in for Mike. And there are opportunities. Giannone's filled in a little bit this year. But what
you
if there were
that,
a Ranger?
You know, Yes would want to use me on more net games, but.
That sounds
great. Just got to make yourself available. I would just like to see it. You wouldn't do, say, between 3 and 5 net games during the course of the year.
I would do that.
Carve it into your contract.
But he doesn't want it.
Carve it.
He's not begging for it.
I just would like to see that because I know he's good at it. And
you don't get
fun.
Enough of him?
Peter.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
I'm not saying I'd watch, but I just would like to know that he did it. We could play highlights during the game, during
Peter,
the show.
Peter. Go ahead, Michael. I'm here.
You signed a massive deal. Do you need more work?
It's a great point.
But just for the love of the PXP, baby.
You love the PXP.
I have 140 PXPs.
Oh, here, now it's 140?
Yeah, the last 2 years.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Anthony, if you don't mind.
Hi, Peter.
Where's this? Where is this Kenan Thompson audio from?
Well, if he's impersonating someone, guess is it would be Saturday Night Live.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know SNL aired on Thursdays, but...
Oh, it's a special edition.
Okay. Let's hear it. I haven't heard this yet. I missed last week. Kenan Thompson impersonating Kendrick Perkins.
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luka got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces. Okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
A really good imitation.
By the way, the 40-piece, oh, man, and the biscuits?
I never heard that before.
You guys know I love Ryan Rucco. I consider him to be a brilliant broadcaster. He used not like I haven't heard it before, but can I tell you he said a line that I hate?
Oh no!
During the Celtics game, it was just a little thing. I don't remember who had the big night that night. IQ.
Oh, the quick level for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe it was IQ he was talking about. I can't remember. Did anyone have a ton of points for the Celtics, like Tatum or anything? Whoever it was, it doesn't matter. He referred to what they had as like a 40 burger. Was it not 40? A 30 burger? I don't enjoy things being burgers.
You know what? You're not going to rip Showalter here, and you're not going to rip Rucco. I won't have it.
Was that ripping?
That was a rip. You didn't like something he said. Why?
Well, rip is strong.
I just don't like burger.
Age of 35, he's doing Yankee games, NBA games. He's doing WNBA. He's doing the Nets. Stop yourself.
Hey, wait a minute.
So crazy.
I don't think you were a big fan of Goodbye, Sir.
I don't think you were.
I never ripped him on the air.
I
can rip somebody behind their back.
Like a gentleman.
Goodbye, Sir.
Come on, we'd play the drop all the time, and you'd say that maybe that wasn't a choice you'd make. You were nice about it, just like Peter was nice about it.
I think people higher than Michael K. didn't like Goodbye, Sir.
And what he just did right there, Don, was so much worse than anything I've seen.
Yeah, nobody in the world didn't need to know that.
I think Ryan knew that.
Well, but I don't think the world knew Ryan knew that.
And the Ryan didn't know that the world didn't know that Ryan didn't know that they knew that.
And you don't hate all burgers because you do use Nothing Burger.
You know what? But that's the thing. To me, it's only Nothing Burger. I don't think there's actually a Something Burger to go against the Nothing Burger.
So you wouldn't like Michael saying that, you know, Aaron Judge has 3 ribeyes in the game today.
I'm going to go with, like, when Cole has 7 shutout innings.
Yeah.
7 nothing burgers for Garrett as he leaves today.
Or you could just call the no-hitter, you know, like
nothing burger hitter?
He's got a nothing burger going.
That's something. All right, can we squeeze in one more here?
You do whatever you want.
Lane Johnson gets a 1-year extension with the Eagles. They held
Big
on to
money.
Another good one.
Big money.
Let's see. The extension includes $30 million guaranteed.
For 1 year.
Wow. Is that the most ever for a year for that position?
I don't know.
Ravens get a 1-year deal with Nelson Aguilar.
Still not.
And this just in, the Jets and Aaron Rodgers have an agreement. Just kidding. That still hasn't happened.
It wouldn't be with Aaron Rodgers. It would be with the Packers. They've already got. They had Aaron at hello.
So he says.
Ben Simmons medical update.
Oh, no.
From the Nets, Ben Simmons has been diagnosed with a nerve impingement in his back after a reevaluation earlier today.
This is going great.
He will remain out of action while we determine the best long-term course of treatment. Great deal for the Nets.
It's like the gift that keeps on giving, am I right?
No, giving nothing.
That you want to talk about a nothing burger. Damn, that is a bad one. I can't think of much worse, honestly. They gave up a Hall of Famer. First ballot, no questions asked. And by the way, Michael, he seemed so bad. You know, he didn't seem so bad, first of all. They just could not make it work with Harden. He had to get out of town. Question, has he been terrible in Philadelphia?
No, he's played well.
That's right. What about Ben Simmons? How's he played?
Hasn't played.
When I tell you unfortunate, I mean unfortunate. I think it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to the part of the show you've all been waiting for.
For a while.
A major, major update on Drop Madness, which is brought to you by Wendy's. Fresh never looks so square at Wendy's. A Dave Singles, now just a buck. When you want the best hamburger, square is the beef.
Do it.
Wendy's. Let's get into it. I don't know how much controversy there'll be. I have a couple things I'm disappointed in, but, you know, it is what it is. We, you know where we start out, of course, in the Flubs region, where I'm very pleased to see the four-seed advance.
He went to movies by himself, and I used to kill him for it.
What's movies?
He would go to movies.
Movies.
But, sadly, we have to say goodbye to another classic Rosenberg stroke drop. The five seeds eliminated.
Between Kaidi and Kyrie.
That is not a real thing, Kaidi and Kyrie. We move on in the round of 32 to the funny region. And I have to tell you, Don, this is one of the times where when you yelling winning is upsetting to me. The five seed advances.
I'm on the air!
And don't get me wrong, it is classic and very usable. But it just beats a personal favorite of mine, which is the four seed, me and Don imitating football players being mic'd up.
Go, 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 go,
hey,
go, go.
I'm on the air so much better.
Don, what's your thought?
I think the mic'd up is better, but it, out of context, it just doesn't.
It almost sounds pornographic.
Well, Don, here's one where I think you will agree with me. It's another Don yelling situation that I'm unhappy with. The four seed advances.
That's me by banging my forehead on the microphone.
But is it better than the 12 seed?
If the Nets had a happy Harden.
I don't know. I love a happy Harden.
Who does?
Don yelling is the absolute magic of the tournament. We go to the nether region. It was Andrew versus Andrew. And the four seed Andrew advances.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
Beating the 12 seed.
Not good.
Wow. I'm so happy that Andrew is in the tournament.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I have a quote here from Miss Hatton, and it's to whom it may concern. Can you tell them to put some respect on my name and spell Miss Hatton correctly on the Drop Madness chart?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah,
from not wanting to be the winner, now she's tell her to step back a bit, okay?
Wait, hold on.
Roll.
I don't think it's asking too much to have your name spelled correctly.
Her name is Natalie.
No, it's what?
Natalie.
Well,
how'd they spell Miss Hatton?
Don, when was the last time we got a drop for next year's Drop Madness while in Drop Madness?
Yeah, not often. But how do they spell Miss Hatton?
What did they spell wrong, babe? They spelled it with an T-E-N? Oh, it's more that they spelled the word Manhattan wrong.
Yeah.
But Natalie says she appreciates them spelling it with Miss Hatten because she is a 10. Oh, no, she didn't want that on the air. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, they went Miss Hatten.
I'm on the air!
Read the sponsor. You run out of time.
Wow.
It's a 6:30 end today, Peter.
I know how much time I have.
You didn't last week.
Well, that was last week. This is this week. That will do it for ENN, ladies and gentlemen. It's presented by our friends at D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm, almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey, 888-24, Law 24, D'Agostino Bite Back. And both from me and Nat Hulley, we wish you a great and lovely weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.